What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 1055 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.
BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV, covering content and hot topics from A to Z, sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews, you name it, we have it. Check it out on bs3network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku, as well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or spreaker.com/BS3Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
See him on the screen there, man, bro. We got Steve F. Austin back with us out of the Southland Conference doing great things. Already got 20 wins on season, so he's doing big things over there. How you doing, man? Good to talk to you again, man.
Yeah, man. Thanks for having me on again. And, you know, things are good, man. Winning always helps, but it's starting to get a little bit more closer to the spring. And you know, temperatures are rising back here in Texas after the freeze. So we're doing good, man. And things are looking up.
I hear that, man. And I'm about to ask you, man, talk about your team, man. We talked this summer before things damn game got going about what you thought would be this year would end up like. And could has it seen what you thought it would be when we talked in August, now 20-3, 13-1 in conference play with many more games to go, of course, but just seeing how it's went so far. Has everything went past what you thought when we talked in August?
Yeah, you know, I mean, I really liked our team. You know, when we got here in June and July, I thought we had a great couple months in the summer. And you know, you never know how it's going to work out when the season starts. We've been blessed, man. We've stayed healthy. You know, we've avoided, you know, for the most part, we've avoided anything catastrophic, which is, you know, a big part of any sport is staying healthy and having your best players available. So, you know, we've been fortunate in that respect. And then, you know, we played a good schedule and teams that we could beat you know, we've executed and we've just kind of come out on top, man. It's just, you know, when you start winning, as you know, in any sport and anything in life, the more you win, the more success you have, the confidence builds. And when the confidence keeps building, it becomes, you know, something, it's almost a snowball effect where, you know, maybe even the confidence is even greater than how good you really are. And so it's a big part of sports. And so far we've been able to kind of take that confidence and that snowball and really, you know, rack up some wins.
About the home court advantage you all have and the environment you have at home, man, and the fans come out supporting you, East Texas being behind you, man. So talk about how cool that's been at the community to come out and support you and your guys, man, every night so far.
Yeah, I mean, that was a big part of the hiring process was trying to get people back in the stands. And this community has been fantastic, and it's you know, it's an elite community in terms of supporting the program. And you know, this building was sold out, 7,200. For many games, you know, back 7-8 years ago. So, you know, we're getting closer. We had about 5,600 the last game, and we're getting closer to that sellout mark. And you know, I'm looking forward to hopefully Saturday night we can get closer to that 7,200.
No doubt, man. And I feel like with your team, man, what you did with non-conference wise, been very competitive. Talk about this in different styles, man, getting ready for the tough Southland Conference, the things that they're throwing at you in this conference, man, getting that your team kind of get them juices to compete early and come on out of very good, man, as we see right now.
Yeah, I mean, we played a lot of different teams. You know, we played teams that were more defensive oriented. We played a couple teams that tried to play a zone. We went out to the West Coast and played some bigger teams from the West Coast Conference and the Mountain West Conference with Fresno State and Pepperdine. You know, teams that maybe aren't having you know, the best years, but they're good teams and good conferences. And so, you know, we challenged ourselves and you know, maybe like I said, didn't have necessarily the big name Power Five schools, Power Four schools on the schedule, but we played very capable, good basketball teams pretty much every non-conference game other than a couple of non-division ones. So, you know, it was a great challenge for us. We won some on the road, which built that confidence and you know, it's really helped us carry over into the Southland Conference.
No doubt. Talk about having your guys, I mean, everyday guys, man, and really committing to getting better every day, knowing it's a process to go 1-0 today because things are only going to get tougher. It's February, it's going to get tougher as we head into March. It's about in practice making sure every drill counts, trying to win drills and make sure let's even win film sessions. Talk about that piece for your guys to be focused on that, with that big goal in mind.
Yeah, I mean, that's the most important thing is how can you get better in that day? Don't look ahead. We you know, I've said it to our team, but you know, to start the season, we have 31 games. Okay. So there's 31 Super Bowls for us. There's no one game that's bigger and more important than the other. Every game is the Super Bowl. We're about to play Super Bowl 24 on Saturday, and that's our biggest game. And so, you know, we've really tried to approach every game the exact same. We've tried to prepare for every game the exact same way with our staff and with our team. And, you know, our guys have done a great job of really adapting and buying into that preparation and the hard work that it takes to really just focus on the game that's right in front of us. Because, you know, as you have success, you can start looking forward to, you know, maybe the team that's at the top of the conference with you or whatever it may be. And ultimately, if you want to win a regular season championship, you have to take every game like it's the most important game on your schedule. And so far we've been able to do that. And you know, we got a big challenges ahead as we keep moving forward in our conference.
No doubt. And what I know is also what is mad as a man, when you all have close games and those clutch games, man, you guys are coming through. And talk about getting that practice in live action of learning how to make those winning plays when it counts, executing defensively, getting that loose ball, getting that rebound, getting block out, setting that screen, all those small details that equate winning. About that, when you have a whole new team to get them to buy into that and do it and actually practice time on task.
Yeah, you know, last time we talked, I mean, I told you it was that we got a high character group, and I think character still matters in having and building championship teams and having those type of habits. So, you know, guys have stepped up. It helps when you have good players, which we have good players, and you know, we've got all sorts of different type of players. We got guys that don't care about scoring. We got guys that are probably more prolific in scoring. We've got great defenders. We've got just role guys that are catch and shoot. We've got a lot of different like variables to our team that can all do their role very well, and they've all bought into their role very well, which is uber important in today's landscape, you know, where you're having to build a new roster almost every year. So, you know, the credit goes to the guys for buying into the role that they needed to buy into for our team to be successful. And then, you know, late game, our guys know who our best players are, and those are the guys that are going to have the ball in their hand. But we've also had guys make big threes. You know, Narit Shodikovnik, made a three at the buzzer to beat Pepperdine at Pepperdine. And so we've had guys make big shots throughout the course of the season when we've needed to make plays.
No doubt, having optionality is so great. You know, I was going to ask you about that too. It's on my list to ask about optionality. How is it for yourself knowing that you have options, whether it be to get a two or a three, what you got, whatever situation that you are in, you have the optionality to be able to do it and do it well. And that's really counts when it gets these games become more and more important.
Yeah, I mean it's huge. You know, we've got you know, Keon Thompson, who you know, is probably arguably the best, if not one of the best players in our conference. Latif Patrick, those guys are probably our two closers that, you know, that you could probably say right now. But they're so different. I kind of relate it to baseball, right? If they're each closers, you know, Keon Thompson is the 104 mile an hour fastball and just throws straight gas, straight heat, right? And then Latif Patrick's got, you know, a great breaking ball, maybe a fork ball like Devin Williams. You know, just I'm a big baseball fan, so I
Same
get
here, you know that.
but like, you know, I think that, you know, you have two closers that are very different. So you can go a little bit more finesse with the skill, or you can go straight smash mouth power basketball. like Keon Thompson. So, you know, we got different ways to close games. And we've also got guys that can rebound, an offensive rebound and put back for us, or guys that can catch and shoot. So, you know, again, it's really credit to the guys for buying into what they're best at and sacrificing for the greater good of the team when maybe it's not, you know, maybe their name's not called for the closing part of the game.
And what I saw when I watched you all on film, man, I love the way you guys screen and your screen angles. And I think fans will understand those great shots you see, those switches you see. It was probably a great screen. It was some great action on the back that got that open shot. So talk about that for the fans who don't quite understand the nuance of the game that you and I do. But every man has a part in getting that great shot that we see go in and be on Sports in the top 10.
Yeah, I mean, you know, there's lots of nuances to every sport and basketball. You know, screening is a big part of getting open, you know, getting your best players open. But also, you know, if you're a shooter, if you set good screens, that's a way to get yourself open as well. So, you know, there's lots of different ways to play basketball, and there, you got to execute and do what you're supposed to do. And screening angles on ball screens and stuff is really important. And I learned that growing, you know, and through the coaching ranks. And we still don't execute and screen perfect. We still have some things that we need to do better. Yeah, our guys take the details that we try to give them, and they realize how important they are to winning. And, you know, they try to, you know, take those out on the court and execute.
And talk about your shooting. You're doing 37% from three almost, 45 from two. How important is that shooting piece of it for you guys to really be able to make shots and cause conflict and be able to defend well, set defense, rather than being transitional all the time? Because you know sometimes those long shots can almost – a shot turnovers almost. So at least you make it, you can set the defense and really cause havoc that way.
Yeah, you know, we shoot the three well. We've got multiple guys who can make it. We can space the floor. We got guys who can get into the paint and make twos. But one of the best things, the two best things we do really offensively is we don't turn it over and we offensive rebound. And so, you know, when you do miss, you can slow down the other team's transition offense by being able to offensive rebound. And we've been able to do that. And then by not turning the ball over, not only do you get more shots on the rim, but you also don't let teams play in transition, because turnovers are a nightmare in transition, you know? And so, or they're fuel for the other team's transition offense. So, you know, we've done a good job of taking away turnovers and not, you know, taking care of the ball, but also offensive rebounding to really, you know, stifle the other team's, you know, transition opportunities. Because just like any sport, when you have to score in the half court, it becomes a lot harder to score. And so, you know, we like to make people score in the half court against our set defense. And, you know, I think, you know, we're pretty solid in that area.
And it's funny, man, you like a prophet, because last week, man, I was talking about this on the show, the possession game, that, hey, the rebounding and turnovers, they dictate the possession game. And the more possession shots you get on the goal, more possession you get, you're likely going to win the game. So I tell the listeners all the time, rebounding and turnovers, the term possession game, that's the hidden numbers of wins and losses, more so than shots a lot of times and free throws.
Yeah, that's exactly right. I'm not a huge analytical guy. I like stats and all that, but numbers are numbers. And if you get more shot attempts than the other team, typically you got a chance to win those games.
No doubt, man. You're right. I'm with you, man. I'm more of a field guy. I'm not really an analytical guy. I'm more of a field guy. So when I get all these advanced stats that from the Hawks, I have to read and feel on the air. I'm like, man, why? Let me just explain this in this way. I want to talk about defensive efficiency with listeners on the radio. You know, they don't know what that means.
Exactly. That's the truth.
Know what I mean? So, yeah, man. And you know what, man? You already played Lamar one time with their place. 88-81 was that game. And talk about where you go through the second time through. They know what you're on. You know what they're on. So, it really be about execution in this game. So, there will be those small details we discuss more than ever is what we already focus on to win that game at home here coming up.
Yeah, you know, and we played them. I mean, it was a week and a half ago or so. So it's quick turnaround. So there's not a lot different. I mean, we know what they're going to do. They know what we're going to do. You know, so really what it comes down to is executing what you're supposed to do. And then being a physical, like a level of physicality and toughness and grit to go out there and actually do it. Because the most physical team, the tougher team typically wins, not always, but typically wins. And so it's no secret. You got to play harder. You know, you got to be together. You got to be the more physical, tougher team. And when you do all those things and you defend and rebound and you take care of the ball, you give yourself a chance to win every game. And so, you know, we got to keep doing that and see what happens, because shots may not fall. And so you got to be able to make up for it by offensive rebounding and taking care of the ball to make sure you get extra shots.
No doubt. I know you're a baseball guy like I am, but you're looking forward to spring training coming up in a week or so starting, man. Are you excited for it?
I am, man. I'm ready. I think my Astros are going to redeem themselves a little bit this year and have a better year. So I'm looking forward to getting down there to some games this spring. And I love baseball season, because that means the weather's nice. And typically, you know, baseball season is starting. That means basketball season's over. So I can actually go enjoy the outdoors a little bit. After recruiting's done for the portal season. So looking forward to spring training for sure.
Yeah, I remember coming to Astrodome with the Braves, and I was doing the Braves bad boy thing in the playoffs when they had those bees, the killer bees. So yep. I remember that. I hate they're in the American League now. I wish they were in the National League, but I still love those uniforms they had, man. It was always nice.
Yeah, man, I loved when the Astros were in the NL. Because I loved the old school ALs, the only one that had the DH and the NL
yes.
had the pitcher's hit. But, times have changed. So we gotta have more runs scored to keep the viewers interested in the games.
Yeah, man, I miss the pitchers bad, because, you know, the Braves, we had good pitchers who could hit.
Yeah.
All of them could hit pretty much. So it was worth it, man. But, yeah, man, I'm looking forward to it as well, man. Well, man, I'll be having a show again, brother. Hope we're talking again down the road after you done the right thing, man, and cutting out the nets, brother.
I appreciate it, man. Thanks for having me again. Have a great day.
You too, brother. See you soon.
All right, see ya.
BS3 Network. Changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV, covering content and hot topics from A to Z, sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews, you name it, we have it. Check it out on bs3network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku, as well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or Spreaker.com/BS3 Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 1055 The King, 50 King out at 105theking.com, and the Boss Man Show at BossManShow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's the Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to the Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.